A bloody botched up police job, that is how Lachlan Jones's dad has summed up the investigation into the three-year-old's death. Paul Jones has given evidence at the inquest into the Gore toddler's 2019 death over the past 2 days. A senior police officer has also admitted from the moment Lachlan's body was found in a council sewage pond, officers already believed it was an accidental drowning. Timothy Brown has more.
Paul Jones says he's been fighting for more than 5 years to find out what exactly happened to his only child. It's why he's given short shrift to the police's version of events and the lawyer representing them in the coroner's court, Robin Bates.
It just seems like a bloody botched up police job and you're trying to fix it. If you want to hear the truth.
Lachlan was found dead in a council sewage pond just over a kilometre from his home, about 2 hours after concerns were raised he was missing on January the 29th, 2019. Two police investigations found he accidentally drowned after running off from his mother's home. But that relies heavily on the evidence of witnesses who believe they saw Lachlan, or a boy fitting his description, on the street that night. During a tense exchange between Mr. Bates, Mr. Jones and the coroner, Alexander Ho, Paul Jones dismissed those claims.
Let's go to all the people who have seen Lockie in the street on this night.
Are they the people you wanted to...
We're shading into submission here, aren't we, Mr. Bates?
Are you claiming they're the people that you want to see Lockie?
No, if
you had done your job properly, we wouldn't be here today.
Paul Jones told the coroner that after all these years, Lachlan's death raises more questions than answers.
I don't know what's happened on this day. I don't know how my son got out there. I'm here to find the answers.
Mr. Jones's lawyer, Max Simpkins, has advanced the theory that Lachlan was killed and dumped in the pond by the boy's mother, Michelle Officer, and her two older sons. Mr. Jones says he had concerns about how her older boys treated Lachlan and told his father and a friend about these.
At the depot one time I said, if this keeps going, Lachie won't make five.
He pointed to an incident where Ms. Officer's older son, Cameron, had smacked Lachlan's hand and told him he was a bad boy, as well as an incident where a friend of Jonathan, her younger son, had urinated on the child while he was drunk.
I just have grave concerns the way that Lachie was treated in the last 8 months, that something sinister's happened. I'm not saying who's done it, but I'm saying that my son didn't walk out there.
Those concerns and a belief the police version of events lacks any common sense have largely informed his view of what happened on January the 29th, 2019.
I've never said that Michelle. There was Cameron, Johnny there and Michelle. I want to know what happened.
Paul Jones painted a strained picture of the relationship he shared with Ms. Officer's sons and admitted he was prone to rage, especially after drinking. He also admitted his relationship with her broke down after he was charged with assaulting her. Mr. Jones says he didn't have any contact with Lachlan immediately after that, though things improved over time, and he spent the 2 nights before his son's death at Ms. Officer's home. He told the coroner about the morning of Lachlan's death.
I think it was just before 6, and then Lachie got up, woke up, and he put his arms around me and said, sort of squeezed my neck and said, "Oh, Dad, I don't want to live here anymore. Can we go to a motel?"
Paul Jones says Ms. Officer made him breakfast. He kissed her and Lachlan as he left for work. It was the last time he saw his son alive. The coroner also heard from the most senior officer in Gore on the night of Lachlan's disappearance, Senior Sergeant Cynthia Fairley. She admits the police quickly formed the view Lachlan accidentally drowned. Counsel assisting the coroner, Simon Mount, KC, says there are cases which are obviously suspicious, and those very unlikely to be suspicious, but most, including Lachlan's death, fall in between.
In terms of what was known during that initial phase, this was a grey area case.
Certainly in hindsight, yes.
Is it fair to say that that was not the view on the night?
I agree.
Cynthia Fairley says in hindsight, her belief Lachlan's death was not suspicious, was based on assumptions and little evidence.